We turn now to a couple of stories about the printed word. Books are being celebrated this week in the Middle East. Lebanon today began a festival honoring 39 authors from 14 countries, and Syria is organizing a spring reading festival in Damascus. But across the Arab world, writers and publishers are concerned about how few people are reading books these days. A recent UN report shows that less than 2% of the population of the Arab world reads even one book a year, and that one-third of Arabs are illiterate. The BBC's Lina Sinjab reports from Damascus on what some Arabs see as a reading crisis.
At a small bookshop in Damascus, Jamil Nadar talks to a customer about the Lebanese novelist Hanan el-Sheikh. Jamil's shop is rare because booksellers in Damascus mostly stock religious books. Jamil's has a wide range of literature from art, poetry, politics to novels. But he only has one customer today. And on most days, he only sells about 10 books.
We have enough bookstores, but we don't have enough clients.
Publishers and writers are now trying to address the crisis in reading in the Arab world. Samar Haddad is with Atlas Publishing.
It applies to all kinds of culture, let's say book, theater, movies. And that's what we're trying to discuss, to see if we can find solutions for this problem.
Arabic literature has been historically rich with prose and poetry that is still read to this day. Contemporary Arabic literature is also of importance. Egyptian novelist Najib Mahfouz won a Nobel Prize, and Palestinian poet Mahmoud Darwish was nominated several times. What's really changed is the culture, says Dr. Naif Yassin. He is a British-educated university professor from Damascus.
It is the fault of the educational system, which does not provide sufficient space for students to read and think about what they read, reflect, discuss. And if we look at the wider picture, it is a society which does not appreciate reading. Most people think that it is a futile activity because reading does not make a lot of money.
Al-Yassin thinks the problem is with the consumer society in the Arab world. But some students express frustration at why they can't buy books.
I know from my friends from the university, they don't read anything, not even religion books or cooking books.
Rasha Intabi is a law student who prefers to read current European fiction in translation, but can't find it.
I need to read a good book from the 100 best book of the year. I don't want to read a book from like 1,000 years ago.
But publishers respond to demand. Palestinian writer Faisal Darraj says demand has been tamped down in the Arab world by a host of factors, including a society dominated by the Islamic religion.
Which convinced everybody that the Quran has the holy truth. And in the political level, there is the repression. Then economic crisis, bad schools, all these factors have established very well the crisis of reading. I don't see any future for the Arabic world.
But Saqr Abu Fakhr, a poet and columnist in a Lebanese newspaper, is not so bleak. He says that intellectuals have to group together and fight off the real challenge, Arab dependence on satellite TV for all its information and entertainment. Saqr Abu Fakhr says the government can't solve the problem alone. Citizens have to encourage each other to read. And in Damascus, that's exactly what some of the wealthier members of the society are doing. At this recently opened private library, they are simply paying for their children to be able to borrow books. It's a small start to ensure a generation of future readers. For The World, I'm Lina Sinjab in Damascus.